It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Northern Colorado cities are considering watering restrictions as farmers and others contend with the drought. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about this developing water shortage and what it might mean for the region's economy. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
What are Northern Colorado farmers bracing for this year because of this ongoing drought?
Well, Erin, everybody in the agricultural business today is very concerned that they won't have enough water with snowpack levels below average. They're also worried about the decreased water supplies from the city of Fort Collins, which has said that it won't rent farmers water from the Colorado Big Thompson Project this year. The city is saving that water because it's concerned that it will get less water from normal levels from the Poudre this year. And that's because last year's High Park fire charred mountainsides in the area's watershed, leading to poor water quality.
Right. I mean, it's really double trouble. The wildfire season was more intense last year because of the drought, and then both are impacting the availability of water. Well, people are wondering how long this drought is going to last. What does the forecast look like?
Well, obviously, at this point, nobody knows how much rain Northern Colorado is going to get this spring or summer. But that said, the National Resource Conservation Service expects lower than average water supplies this spring and summer in the West, and Colorado could be especially hard hit.
Right. And you've been talking with farmers for the story. What does all this mean for our ag producers?
Well, we talked to Troy Seaworth, whose family has farmed land north of Wellington since the 1940s. They farm sugar beets, corn, hay, wheat on 2,000 acres or so. Mm-hmm. Farmers like Seaworth have worried for months about this year's snowpack, and Seaworth says Northern Colorado farmers will need snowpack amounting to at least 100% of average to rebuild water supplies.
Wow. Well, since it's pretty evident the drought is going to drag on into another year, what are farmers doing to prepare for that?
Actually, the Seaworths have been taking steps to use less water since the 1980s. The family has spent around $120,000 for each of its 17 center pivot sprinkler systems and another $5,000 for software to run each one. The Seaworths installed their first system in 1982, but more recently, they've been putting the finishing touches on their newest system.
So how much water will something like that help save?
The technology cuts their water use from 3 acre feet to between 1 and 1.5 acre feet. For perspective, an acre foot is enough water to supply more than 2 households annually.
Oh, that's pretty significant. So this kind of technology is something that can help farmers weather the drought then?
Yes, to a degree. But even the Seaworths are going to face challenges. Troy Seaworth said that he will have to make some very tough decisions this year, and that will likely mean planting fewer acres of crops like corn and alfalfa, and that, of course, means less money coming in.
Right. So what should those of us who are not ag producers be doing?
Well, the city of Fort Collins may be enacting watering restrictions, which would allow watering only 2 days per week and on a certain schedule. The restrictions would bar watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and prohibit watering of sidewalks and patios except as necessary for health and safety. Now, the last time the city enacted water restrictions was a decade ago, so this is pretty serious business.
Sounds like it. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.